Sarsour's legal team. Kareem, talk about your father, a very significant leader in Wisconsin, again, president of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee, and what you're calling for. He's being held not in Wisconsin, but in hours away in Indiana.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Amy. Thank you for having me. Good morning. So my father, he is a father, a grandfather, a businessman, a community pillar. He's been living here, like you said, for over 30 years legally. He's a community pillar, giving back to his community since he came here. He was taken from Milwaukee on March 30th by ICE agents, or we'd say kidnappers, and they took him, and they took him to Chicago, where they booked him, and then they transferred him to Indiana's facility in Clay County. And the entire thing shook us as a family when they took him. Because a man who is this, elected for the second time as the president of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee, who has businesses, living here legally, no criminal records, never arrested in the United States, was taken off the streets and put in a van and dragged across state lines without any cause or without any information other than you'll get a call later on. On that day, we actually called many local police departments to understand what was going on. Nobody had any clue. We thought something bad has happened to my dad. We were searching the entire city for him, and we called our family friend, his attorney, to understand what was going on. Later on, we understood that he was being dragged across state lines to go to a detention center all the way in Indiana.
If you could tell us, Munjad Ahmed, what are the charges?
Good morning again. Thanks for having myself and Kareem with you. This is a very important case. There are many, you know, the so-called charges or allegations are all pretextual. The truth of the matter is Salah Sarsour is being held by ICE in an effort to weaponize immigration against people who are pro-Palestinian, people who advocated against the genocide in Gaza, people who are outspoken on the issue of human rights for Palestinians, the ending of the occupation against the Palestinians. So whatever the government is saying, it's all just a pretext for silencing folks for their pro-Palestinian advocacy. We saw the same thing with Mahmoud Khalil. We saw the same thing with Mohsen Mahdawi, with Leqa Kordia. We saw the same thing with Rosbana Uzturk. This is a, you know, the modus operandi has been shown to us by the government that if you speak for Palestine and you are a advocate for Palestinian rights and you don't fall in line, they're going to use immigration and weaponize that against you. Salah Sarsour has been a lawful permanent resident of the United States for 33 years, has been a pillar of our community, not only in Milwaukee, but nationally. I mean, he has reaches more national than most people, I think, know. And so we know that the only reason that Salah Sarsour is sitting in jail right now is to stop him from his constitutionally protected rights of free speech. And this is an attack on our Constitution. And we should all be worried as Americans. We should all be very worried that our Constitution is being gutted by this administration, at least when it relates to pro-Palestinian speech. And so Salah's case, in my opinion, is going to be a litmus test. Will this country stand up for their constitutional rights, or were we going to allow the Trump administration to gut those rights and to strip people from their free speech?
Kareem, his ninth grandchild, your dad's ninth grandchild, was born while he was in jail, and his 10th grandchild is about to be born?
Yes, yes. So my dad's actually—he was planning on visiting my sister in Tennessee. He usually visits her every time she has a kit for support, and she usually has very hard pregnant labor. So he was actually planning to leave that week or the week after to go there and be of support. And he was not able to, obviously, for being taken away. And his 10th grandchild is going to be coming in 5 months. He has, I mean, 9 grandchildren. 6 or 7 of them talk about him every single day. They miss him so much. He was a big part of their lives. He was, if you see his pictures online and on social media, You see how they're smiling, playing together. He was the teddy bear of a grandfather that brings so much happiness and joy. He would break he'd break our word as a grandfather and do whatever he wants with the kids and play with them and give them candy or take them out and get them toys.
He's head of the largest mosque in, is it not only Milwaukee, but Wisconsin?
Yes, Wisconsin. So he was elected for his second term as the president of the Islamic side of Milwaukee that has a big community center, a big school. He was building with an amazing team. They were building a great future for the next generations to come as the community is growing more and more.
I want to end with Salah Sarsour in his own words, a part of a letter he sent from his ICE jail cell in Indiana. He wrote, "I'm not here for a crime or for anything wrong I committed. I'm here because I believe, like all of you, in building a strong community to secure the best environment for our children so they can learn how to be strong, just citizens. I'm here because I chose to stand with justice and with those who deserve our support and to defend them, whether in our community or all over the world. I'm here because I stood with all of you in the streets, saying no to the oppression, no to the genocide against Gaza and Palestine, no to war, no to the killing of children, no weaponizing immigration for anyone, and no to humiliating and discriminating against people." The words of Salah Sarsour. We have 10 seconds. Munjid, you're his lawyer. Is there any word that he's going to be released soon?
We filed a request in the Southern District of Indiana with the federal court there, requesting a bond that is currently pending. Our hope is that the judge will see what is actually happening here as an affront to the Constitution and will actually release
them. Munjid Ahmed, a member of Salah Sarsour's legal team, and Salah Sarsour's son, Kareem Sarsour. Thank you so much for being with us. That does it for our show. I'll be at the IFC Center tonight in New York City for the screening of Steal the Story, Please. Then to Atlanta on Friday, Houston and Austin over the weekend. Go to democracynow.org.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
One, two, three.
This is Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg, home of the mighty, mighty Weaker Thens.
Well, I don't know how to say it, but I know that I can show you. Woo! Listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio.
Make me feel I'm done, the hurt and I'm hurt.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Buy Local. My name is Ashley. Thanks for being here. That was What Do You Want Me to Do by Pointed Six, a 70s punk band who sounds a lot like the Buzzcocks. We just heard them. It was Ever Fall in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have. I hope everyone is having a good afternoon this fine Wednesday. Tell me from the future, how's the weather? I hope it's not raining like it was today. There was some sunshine during the day, though that was pretty nice. This is our first regularly scheduled episode since Pledgerama ended, and oh boy, we really surpassed our goal. We were trying to raise $34,000, and we raised $42,000. I can't thank everyone enough for donating, and anyone who has donated to Buy Local is now available to go pick up your free sticker. And if you donated and they don't have one for you for some reason, you can always shoot me an email, buylocalumfm@gmail.com, or send me a DM on Instagram, which is buylocal_umfm. Now, back to what we were just talking about with Pointed Six. They are a 70s punk band from Vancouver, and they were one of the big punks in the original 1970s scene up here in Canada. They are still touring to this day, actually. It's really, really something special. The members include Nick Jones, Bill Napier-Hemi, I think that's how you say that, Gord Nicol, Tony Bardak, and Ian Tiles. What you just heard was off of their album called Waiting for the Real Thing. It says it came out in 2024, but I'm not so sure that's actually the case. It looks like it's actually from a compilation that came out in 2006. Because their first album came out in 1980. Their second in 2009. Another in 2015 and one in 2022. Wow, that is a crazy long discography. Not by album, but by like times of release. Like, you know what I'm talking about. You get it. Up next, we have a band that I think is perfect for fans of Stone Temple Pilots. This is Big Empty, and stay tuned for Ledwin with Every Day.
Driving faster in my car, falling farther from just what we are. Smoke a cigarette and last some more. These conversations kill. Falling faster in my car. We'll be right back.
your ego shaded, restlessly raving, feeble and faded in a world saving. Was it the signs you saw? Concocting chemicals. Your back's against the wall as we're breaking fire. Don't bring me down, you must be fooling around. Desperado, and you're still in the rain. You think I'm gonna drown or be devoured by hell? But I do this shit every day. Overstated how much you hated, feeling belated. I'm all his baby. So for more I sin, my sins are cardinal. Unless it's much too sore.
That was Ledwin, a very cool rock band that came out in 2022, and they are going to be playing Bankside Festival, opening for Econoline Crush. They'll be playing July 17th and 18th. I'm not sure exactly which day, but they are involved with that festival, and it is going to be super cool. The members include Zen Finson, Eric Eisfield, Brandon Ford, and Thorin Johannesson. They are heavily inspired by 90s grunge, metal, and blues. And their debut EP, Mask of Insanity, came out in August of 2025. Up next, I am a huge fan of the band Descendants. I got to go see them live when they were playing at the Burton Cummings Theater. And recently, I learned about a band that had a very familiar face in the music scene these days in Second Floor Patients. Justin McCree was in a band before called $40 Mike, and so we're going to hear them because I find them very similar. So we have American by the Descendants, followed by Don't Cross the Yellow Line.
We flipped our finger to the King of England. We stole our country from the Indians. We got on our side and guns in our hand. Took it for our own. Build a nation dedicated to liberty. Just
That was Don't Cross the Yellow Line by $40 Mike, who got their start back in 2018. I believe they have since disbanded, but they were super iconic while they were around. I've seen their sticker everywhere before I even knew what the local music scene was. That's how iconic their logo is, I think. As mentioned before, Justin McCreery was a member of this band alongside Robin Schultz and Max Weeb, and they played with a lot of really cool different bands like Elder Abuse, and they played at so many different venues in the city. Sure do miss them, but it's always good to like honor their legacy and not like claw for them to come back, you know. Up next, we have an artist that sounds right out of the 1960s alongside bands like Led Zeppelin. We have Mr. Silas Presley, who I had the opportunity to see at the Tap House a few years ago alongside a band called The Definitive, who will be coming up very soon. But first, we got Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd alongside Oceana Rosea by Silas Presley. You're listening to CJUM 101.5.
Is there anyone home? Come on down. I hear you're feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax. I need some information first. Just
just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain you are receding. A distant ship's smoke on the horizon. You are on. Smoke on the horizon.
Man, I'm almost scared to break the silence. That was Oceana Morzea by Silas Presley, who is a very talented songwriter and guitarist who really likes to blend together psychedelic rock with blues, and it really just brings back 60s and 70s feelings. And he's not the only one who's working on the songs. We have Silas Presley, Simon Reed Unger, Robert James Jurowski, I would have to find out, and Jackson Scott Penner. They all work together to create this beautiful, intense-sounding music. And I had the opportunity to watch them open for this next band coming up, The Definitive, at the Osborne Tap House last summer. And they will be playing again on May 30th at the Osborne Tap House as well as Dauphin's Country Fest on June 28th. That's a crazy cool. Up next, The Definitive. They are also very 60s inspired, and I feel like they sound so much like Led Zeppelin. So we got Whole Lotta Love, followed by Sugar. This is Buy Local on CJUM 101.5.
Give you my love. I'm gonna
That was The Definitive, coming from Calgary, Alberta. They got their start in only just 2023, and they have already been able to share the stage with bands like Our Lady Peace, The Headstones, Default, and Trooper, which is incredible. They are such a captivating band to watch live. They just pull you in, and they're like, they make you feel a part of the show. And their groove is unlike any other. I can't help but dance when I hear their music. And not only that, but they are some of the nicest guys ever. And they're like, they're very inspiring. First thing they did when I came up to them and said, oh, I really love your music. The first thing they said is, what is your name? And it was so small, but it really felt like a cool connection to have between an artist I just watched. And so I've taken up that habit myself. If I'm playing a show and someone says, hey, you did great today, I always try and remember to ask their names so I can personally thank them, because, you know, it just makes it that much more special. So shout out to Duke Domino, the vocalist, for inspiring me to be more out there, I guess. Not only him, but the band also consists of Evan Burns on bass, Dylan Jones on guitar, and Vaughn Xavier on the drums. They are a great time to watch, and I would highly recommend you catching a show if they come back to Winnipeg. Please do. I hope they do soon. We have two songs left today. Some classic pop punk from the 2007. We have The Undecided with General Delivery. I'll mention who they sound like coming up very soon, but let's talk about them. The Undecided is a really popular punk band that came from Steinbach, Manitoba, you know, down south, down there where, you know, my friends come from. Hey, Ben. Hey, Anemone. And they were the first Canadian band to ever be signed to the record label called Tooth & Nail Records, who is a record label that actually specifically, they sign Christian bands. Well, they don't have to be like Christian rock music. They are just mostly just bands that have members that are Christian in it. And it's a kind of niche midpoint. And yeah, that's basically what Tooth & Nail Records is. And The Undecided was signed to them. And they formed in 1994 with the members Matt Fast, Steve Dweck, John Paul Peters, and Mike Keller. They released a demo CD in 1996 called Orange Album, and they had a slight tour before becoming inactive, unfortunately. They came back in 1987, which is when they got their record deal, and this is General Delivery, but first it's classic pop punk. It's Blink-182 with Boring. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Buy Local. I hope you guys had a great time. I know I did, as I usually do. Let's talk again next week. Okay, thanks.
You don't need nothing, and I know that you won't even try to wait for me to help you. For any of my advice, no trust. All I got is lies. Boring. Alright. Misplaced your values. Forgot the importance of being right. Don't sit there and act humble. I've heard your story a thousand times. No trust, all I got is lies.